abandon the Gopada, enter into the land of the Lord. There is no fear. Asukuma bhayam chara tamar charanottai. Asuk, no mourning. Avoid, no fear. And Amrita, the nectar and zest. The feet, the holy feet, the land of the feet of the Supreme. It is such. Anyhow, to withdraw in that position, if we would like to be true to our own self, we must try our best. And whoever we shall find in this world of epidemics, we shall ask them to withdraw. When the great flood is coming, approaching, everyone, we must go, and we shall try to take anyone to a safe position. It is going to be inundated. Leave your house, everything, and save yourself. Come to some elevated place. Something like that. This is vulnerable, and we must try to have our position in some permanent soil. And the flood of mortality cannot reach the state and the mortality. This is the need of everyone here. My well-meaning, all well-meaning men must try to withdraw into the plane of safety where you can live and you can have a service, happy service, and live there. We must be conscious, so no more just samvitamattam. And whoever does not help us in this direction, they are our enemy. Even apparently, maybe father, maybe son, maybe guru, maybe husband, maybe anyone, but he is not but enemy after all. Attracting in this vulnerable place, who does not help us to get out of this mortal soil, he is our enemy, generally. Whoever he may be in the calculation of this mortal intelligence. But really, friends are those that will take us to the safe soil. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Only our soul can live, eliminating this body. This is possible, the animal consciousness, the mind, the intelligence. That is God consciousness, demigod consciousness, ghost consciousness. The body consciousness, then mind consciousness, almost ghost consciousness. And intelligence, at most God consciousness. And our goodwill for other religious conceptions, that may be Mahajana Tapa, after Satya Loka, Satya Gun. That goodness, to cultivate goodness in the worldly sense, that is Satya Gun. That won't do. Nirgun, beyond the boundary of our consideration of good and bad. Daiti Bhadda Bhadda Gansha Manu Dharma. Whenever we are living a separate life from this Lord, then our consideration good or bad, all false. Good, bad, all false. Sagun. Sattva-gun, that is false. Only nirgun, when we calculate our interest in that of the Supreme Lord, there is reality. We are part of the organic whole, this is absolute. That consciousness, that is reality. All else false. All separate consciousness false. Absolute reign here of the autocrat. And without considering so many recommendation even from the Shastra that is crossed by the Vrindavan members. No society and never any scripture or helping to go there. But the relationship with the Absolute is absolute subordination. Absolute subordination to the Absolute. The general survey of our life should be like that. Vidhi Raga. Vaisi Bhaktari Tarastu Raga Vid Bhavanavati. As long as the internal tendency, automatic tendency, does not rise awake within us, we should try to follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures. But when that natural irresistible inclination towards the service of the Lord, which is within us, awakening, our consideration for the rules, regulations will be slackened in that much, to that degree. As much as the inner love for the center will awaken, otherwise we will be able to reach that plane of our inner life, when we shall find that our inner tendency is guiding towards the truth. No regulations from the outside is necessary to give attention. Vaidhi Bhaktadikarastu Raga Vid Bhavanavadi. As long as we have the innate awakenment of the affection for the service of the Lord, we are not finding, we are to undergo the regulations given to us by the scriptures and the directions of the fathers. But as soon as that awakens within, like intuition, then no necessity, that will guide me. That will guide me. Inner tendency will guide me towards the center. Parampame deve fede. Das Goswami says, if we make much of rules and regulations, then we will be thrown into the plane of that position, whereas we have to respect rules and the laws. But still we must be very cautious whether the innate tendency is real, raga or not. It may not be any outside tendency. Bhukti-mukti-spriha may misguide us. Very, very cautious about that. That an inner tendency may not have any connection with the worldly tendency. Because the raga, the real love for the Lord is very rarely found. Koti Shavi Mahamuni. So our conscience should guide us to accept the rules, regulations given by the saints and the scriptures. Dashayame rasastu rasastu sattu. Our sukhayame namastu namastu nittam. For our safety, a discussion has been given to us. Don't think that you have got a real affection for the Lord. It is very rarely found. So, don't rely you so much. You should try to observe the rules, regulations, and the directions of the saints and the scriptures. I am not so high. I am of lower stage. That should be the tendency of a devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Chaitanya Sikkhamata. Krishna likes rag, anurag. But devotees, they should try to observe rules, regulations. Rules, regulations. I am not so good, so big. I am not so high. That will be the undercurrent consciousness. I am not so high as to be reckoned into the class of the raganuga. Rather, I shall think myself to be of a lower position. Radharani herself says, my tendency is to serve Krishna, but Krishna's tendency is to enjoy me. I have no other alternative to accept his proposal, but my tendency is always to serve towards his feet. Towards his feet, my tendency to serve his feet, my tendency genuine is that side. And he wants us to enjoy some other way. I am at his disposal. A very fine points, these are very fine points. We must not believe us that we have got rag. It is very, very rarely found not to be so always to be kept to the high on our head. Our Guru Maharaj's direction, pose yourself not as Ragamargi, but you are servants of the Ragamargi Guru. Our Guru, they are in the Ragamarga and we are serving them. That will be the safe position of yours. Otherwise there may be a reaction. It is very sensitive thing. If we think we have got nothing, it is very particular to see things vanish. When he comes to our position to show, all right. But when we try to catch him, finished. That is the position. So you may say, this is superstition. That is wild goose chasing. Those godly persons, they are mad people. Not mad. Because their wealth, their search, object of search, is not under control. So these persons, they are all ideologists or abstract thinking persons. They cannot come within your face. You are after that. That is your master, that is not your servant. Won't come at your disposal. He is able to find as he is playing with your guru. So that sort of strategy has been given to us. Try to say that he is playing with the with his friends, that's guru. Far we can see him in that way. Don't approach to control him direct. Then you will miss everything. If you like, you may come. Don't like, you may do as you like. And so the whole world, mortal world, is filled up with so many thoughts. Few and far between. Few and far between. Oh. All the Shukrajis, indirect taste comes, lead us to that direction. Tangible, not tangible. Tangible. super subjective area. He is the subject, you are his object. At his disposal, or suited, you have to go on according. Not your sweet will be utilized there. But in high stages, sometimes we see that he is also under the influence of the affection of the devotee. Aham bhakta paradhino, hi asantra iva, as if I am not independent. As if I am not independent, I have to go on with the devotees in that way, that I am dependent on them. This also comes from him, but not a matter of right, but a matter of grace. Grace, the affection, the love may come down so much. As if I am not independent, I am dependent on them, I know. It's a switch away this time. The autocrat can be controlled only in this way, through affection, not otherwise. Only not force, no law, but only affection can control the autocrat. The only way, only means surrender, affection, love, can control the absolute, nothing else. No knowledge, no energy. And he is controlled so much, it is shown that Yashoda is weeping him. So much controlled, he accepted. Yashoda trying to tie on his waist, trying her utmost, only 2 fingers less. Again, rope added, again 2 fingers less. So Yashoda is so illusioned that she can't understand why every time only 2 fingers less. 2 fingers less than one hand long, I am adding. Again that 2 fingers less. What's this? He is controlling by his, our intelligence controlled by his energy, yogamaya. We cannot read the real fact that two fingers less, again I am adding 1 hand rope, 1 foot more, but again same 2 fingers. Still we can't follow. What is the cause? But mad, but yogamaya. Yogamaya, illusion of higher class illusion, who are that potency which always serves the sweet will of Krishna. He controls, he manages the environment in such a way that he satisfies Krishna. That is also a misunderstanding. Here misunderstanding another one type, and there yogamaya, that is also another type. We are within the area, but we can't understand. But we are in direct connection. Nanda, Yashoda, other gopis, Krishna, direct connection. But can't finish. But so sweet, they can't leave it. Aprakita, similar to this mundane, but not mundane. Similar. That infinite can come in the closest position with the finite, he has to become like finite, to deal like finite. Infinite, when it comes to be handled by the finite, he will have to pose as finite. Sometimes cover his infinite character, sometimes it comes out. But he has to come down to our position to play with us in different dasa, santa, dasya, vatsundra. Krishna is jataka kada sarvottam narvila narvapu dhara saru. Sonore manusha bhai savar upare manusha satya dhara upare nai. This is the highest conception. Sukadev the Brahmagyan Nanda Krima Karud Brahman Parikshitre Seva Mahodayam Jasuda Vama Papu Yashya Stanam Hari Suti Mitari Smiti Mitari Bharata Vanda Nandam Vande Yashya Lindi Paramaka Avishasya Inconceivable and not trustworthy. Such things are not trustworthy. Still we are on that errand. Those that have got a very tinge of it, they can't leave it. Can't leave it. Yes, I am going to be deceived. But still, I won't allow myself to be a member of your this mortal world, pre-cunning, undergoing towards the jaw of death. I shall try to save me from this position and to march towards some abstract world, you may say. The abstract is concrete. Abstract is concrete, and your concrete is going to vanish. Janma metta jala vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. The birth, the death, the disease, and the old age. It is sure to attract me. I leave this brain determined and search for some other plane to live on. And I am given bhur bhuva sva maha jana tapa satya viraja brahmalok parabhom goloka nigadeshat. The company is there. So many inhabitants are living there and select and try to enter. Hare Krishna. King Paramatrasya Bahuri Parakhoi Ayanagya. Imagine the longevity is not desirable. The quality of life is to be given more value. Santa Dasya Sakya Vatsudra Madhu Sakya Parukiya. This has been given to us, the chart. Chart is supplied to us. Consider and pray, consider and want sincerely, and you have, this is the chart. Ah. But that inner feeling, inner feeling, Raina Bhanukyatu. Our heart of heart can feel it in its eye. Raina Ohi Anukyatu. This is my home. Anyway, it can be felt, conceived, that yes, this is my home. Similar elements outside. This is affection, this is treachery. They show up affection, treachery. And this is affection proper. There is a feeling which can understand this is home, this is foreign land. All the atoms within us are similar to the atoms by which the soil is made up. They can understand this is my home, inner feeling. I want to leave this position. I feel home comfort, possibility of understanding the home characteristic within us. Every fiber, akin, we are very nearly related, very akin, of the same type. So many proposals. Krishavat va jagata vichitta. Tvapada vismiti amara jantana krishadahame jayita. My real need, my real want is that I have forgotten you. But so many agents are come, approach, they approach me with their own commodity. Kapila Patanjali Gautama Kamabhaji, very many Buddha are with different commodities they approach us. Oh, take this, you want this, you are not happy, you will use this, you will be happy. So many commodities, so many tradesmen are approaching us. Oh, by Jaumini Buddha are, Tamakoi Nijamati, everyone. Poses that coming to give the fullest satisfaction to me by this posing they are approaching. But Vaishnava Vanjani Bhata Jusav, the home understanding that will abide them for a minute. Oh, you say that you will give the delivery I am in searching, but no. They are all, they are there, Vaimukha Vanchani. Only those that are determined not to go towards him, they come, customers are these fellows, they fall victim to those traders. Bhakti Mataka, I shall avoid them, Durata Dandavata. Yes, you are big men, your commodities are also very good, but I do not want that. I want something else. Bhakata Charana Kodisha. I have got a special batch who are inquiring after something, and I have taken admission into that party. Bhagavata Jaya, I shall go on that side to get. You all go away. I have nothing to do any transaction with you. Your proposals, I respectfully detach. Of elimination and acceptance. And that is the question of inner heart. such certificate of the inner heart necessary. Eho bhajjo aage kaho, eho bhajjo. All superficial souls go deeper, deepest satisfaction of the deepest heart. What is that? Living proposal. Your deepest heart, deepest part of your heart will find satisfaction with this. And superficial part, they are of same measurement with them. But home, choice, the deepest part of your heart. And that will only have recognition with this thing. Eva-bhajya, eva-bhajya, eva-bhajya. Kichu aage aar, aaru aage aar. Go further, go further. Little more ahead. And this way. Inner satisfaction. Knowledge will fail. Your reason will fail. But your intuition, your inner intuition, that will help you. That is a part given by the Lord. Something divine within you, that can only understand its own side. And neither your knowledge gathered from the external world, nor energy. Energy is blind. Whatever direction that will be used, directed, it will go that way. Knowledge is the guide. But knowledge, experience of this world, they do not know this earth, nothing. For the deepest part of your heart can satisfy, yes, I am happy. I am happy with this association. It's wonderful. Wonderful atmosphere I am feeling. So dependent, so affectionate, so helping, so life-giving. Wonderful. This is the soil I shall live. Not in other, in Vrindavan. Uddhava says, I want to live here as a creeper, as a shrub. I want to live here. This is my soil. All the whoever life he may go according, but I must, I can't live, this is my very life, existence. I feel very existence here. My real existence is here. Asama Husa. And I shall eternally, I shall be the servitor of this soil. I shall try to give my wholehearted contribution to this soil, to serve this soil. This is the life, real life-giving, nectar-giving soil. So I shall devote my whole life to enhance the beauty, the charm of this soil. This will sustain. This is nectar. I shall drink nectar and contribute to enhance this nectarian beauty. Brahma pagal vish. Pagal hoite palle ami bagal bajabo. That is a saying. If I can be mad, besides my reason, I can cross my reason, the world, reign of reasoning, then I shall feel much satisfaction if I become mad. Rather than a sane man in this plane, I want to be mad. Pagal hote palle ami bhagat bajao. Brahma pagal, Vishnu pagal, pagal bolashi. The Brahma, the creator of the world, that is Haridas Thakur, Vishnu Pagal, Mahaprabhu, Bhola Shiv, and Advaita Prabhu, they are all become mad. Ting Pagal is Yukti Kore Bhangle, And they had made a conspiracy, and there was nothing, this Navadvipdham, the place of reason there. Nayayik, the logicians, the land of the logicians, Navadvip was very famous, the land of the logicians. That logic has been crushed by these three insane persons. Then Pagala Yukti Kore Bhangam Prabhupati. Pagala Hote, I want to be a man of that type. Shiva Vrijinchi is Vanchito Jethom Jagate Parito. What is desirable for the Brahma and the Shiva, that has been poured down in this worldly, ordinary plane. And they are dancing, chanting, and playing on mridanga and madly position his style. What's that? And ordinary people, they are very satisfied, and those logicians, they are puzzled. What is this? Hare Krishna, go. Mad. Abnormal thinking. What is normal to this plane of logicians, we want to neglect that. No logic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Prakashananda, the greatest among the scholars of the Shankar school in Badala. We see you to be a very sincere and very innocent person. But why you become mad with thinking and dancing, with chanting the name? What mess? We can't understand, we fail to understand. A man of your stature, your characteristic, your simplicity, your sincerity, man of your type, how you can make yourself mad in dancing and singing and this and that? We fail to understand. Sri Chaitanya, I fail to understand. Mahaprabhu said, I also asked it to my Guru, what is this? You have given this mantra, and by repeating this, I have become mad. I can't contain myself in normal position. Then Guru told, you are very very fortunate. It is written in Shastra, in Bhagavata. Evam Vatasva Paryanama Kritya Yata Anuragu Vidati Tirti Hasat Tathuro Diro Sigartam Vasavat Unmadavar Nittati Lokavajya. Beyond the intelligence of the ordinary sane person, he would show his gesture, posture, that cannot be understandable by the common mass and the intelligent class also. Sapriya Namakrita. He was saying the name of the Lord and would dance in ecstasy. It is Guru told me, you are very fortunate. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, you see, when that love, divine love, enters into one's heart, then his gesture, posture, outward tendency is answered. Guru told me that, don't be afraid, you are very fortunate, it is there. He showed me from the scripture. Anyhow, I am maintaining that, but it is outside my control. The feeling, such a divine feeling, comes within me, that I am out of control. And I dance, I stand, and things like that. The anandam, the rasam, the ecstasy is of such character. I do not do it. I do not make any plan and do this. But I lose my control. Something else does me to move in such a way that I can't control. Then it might be something, karma, action. Any sudden furious action may create something in our mind that's caused. just as like suicide. Suicide, who committed suicide, they generally comes to have such experience or such horrible action if one has been murdered. And then some mental impression is created, and that appears in that form now and then. But when really connects with Krishna consciousness, that all the accommodating thing, as much as one can surrender to Krishna, Krishna comes to accept him or her, and then all the evil spirits have to retire forever. Wherever there is any tinge of Krishna consciousness real, not sham, then Krishna's protection comes to them. And whenever the light of the eyes of Krishna falls anywhere, they will have to retire. No help for them. Surrender to Krishna, and he will come to take protection of you. And all other evil forces must have to retire. No other alternative. Surrender to Krishna. Whenever you see such things, oh Krishna, what is this? Please come in your good disposition. In what way you are dealing? What is past, what is gone, by gone, is by gone. Now please give me protection under your care. Always surrender to Krishna, and whenever the corresponding protection will come, anyone, however greater, must have to retire. So, that he will also be benefited. The ghost will also be benefited. And the ghost will think, oh, I cannot maintain my body, my position here. Something disturbing. So he will fly out of it for his own selfish end. He will have to retire. There is a story. Once in Kerala, there was a king whose after name was Krimikantha. He was Shaivite, Orthodox Shaivite, and anti-Vaishnava. Then, once his daughter was caught by ghost. Naturally, he referred to the pandit of his soul, a Shankarite sadhu. He was invited to look after the daughter with the help of the mantra to do away with the ghost. His name was Jadav Prakash, that was a good scholar. He was also the professor of Ramanujam, the great Vaishnava Acharya. There is a story. One day when Jadav Prakash was taking the class, then there is a verse in the basic literature. Kutyasam Pundarika Nayanam. Kopi means monkey. Asan the seat of Kopi.